I'd say it's very much in the top 3 to 5 issues. She does have a lot of very important Africa-related issues on her agenda: oil, democracy, conflict, etc., as well as her announced agenda of food security and promoting trade and investment and political reform.
Would you think Somalia is one of the toughest issues to solve?
Well, they're all really tough issues to solve, and I have to say I don't think that the Obama administration has a very good understanding of a lot of the complexities of these issues or of what needs to be done to solve them, but it's certainly one of the more complicated, particularly given the fact that, unlike most African countries, Somalia doesn't even have an effective national government. So there's not even an instrument in the country through which to operate. The transitional federal government only has control over a very small part of the capital, Mogadishu.
So when you say the Obama administration is lacking some understanding, in what way?
My main area of expertise is U.S. security and military policy. President Obama himself, and as far as I can tell, most of his advisors, continue to believe that military instruments, and particularly the new military command, are, if not the best and preferable instruments for pursuing U.S. policy, that they're really the only instruments that they have at hand, and therefore they need to rely on them. And in addition, I think in particular President Obama himself remains convinced that the global war on terrorism makes sense as a strategy, which is something I vehemently disagree with. I think it makes absolutely no sense to define terrorism as a military issue and to try to use military instruments to deal with it. But his statements have made it very clear that that's what he believes, which is why he's taking the actions he's taking in places like Afghanistan, which also forms the basis for his administration's policy towards Somalia.
So what options do you believe are available to him regarding Somalia?
Well, first of all, I would say that the primary principle that needs to be employed here is first, do no harm. That in the rush to do something, they're making serious errors of judgment. In the belief that they have to respond immediately, that they can't afford to take a long-term view of these problems, which, of course, is a concern for politicians who have to worry about the election cycle and their public opinion ratings, that they're rushing in and doing harm rather than taking the time to seriously examine their long-term options. So first of all, I would say that they shouldn't be rushing in with military assistance to the government, and the kind of military involvement in Somalia that the U.S. has been engaged in for decades under not just the Bush administration, but going back to the Clinton administration as well. This is a bipartisan problem in American foreign policy. My analysis is that by rushing in to provide security assistance to the transitional federal government, that we delegitimize that government, we stigmatize it as an agent of American policy, we make it much more difficult for it to reach out and achieve any kind of broad-based political solution to the country's problems, and we in fact encourage it to rely itself on a military solution.
So what type of support should the U.S. give?
What the United States has to do is develop alternative approaches to these problems, and in particular to develop alternative instruments to these problems. Now, President Obama himself has spoken quite eloquently about the need to address these problems, to take a global approach, to use what, in his phrase, transnational means to deal with them, by which he means to work through the African Union, the United Nations, and other multilateral institutions. The United States has to find ways that are much less unilateral than this U.S. military assistance package for Somalia seems to me to be.
So do you have to engage all parties? Is that what you're saying, that you have to engage the militant groups as well as the transitional federal government?
Well, that's part of it. But the other part of it is the United States government itself has to develop its own capacity to engage much more multilaterally. Part of that is to develop the Agency for International Development. Another part of that is to really push for serious reform at the United Nations and to do whatever it can to make the African Union a much more effective organization. Part of President Obama's problem is that the only instrument he has at his disposal is the Pentagon. He doesn't have an effective State Department because it's been denuded of its resources and its personnel. The Agency for International Development is in even worse shape. It's going to take decades to solve these problems, just as it took decades to create them. You have to take a long-term view of how you're going to solve them. And there's no guarantee that you're going to solve them.